It's Take Control Tuesday, and on the phone with me, it's Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we may have an issue, just like Houston. We have a problem, and that is some of us are starting to be buried in credit card debt because of the interest rates being increased again.
Yeah, the Fed has raised interest rates, and your credit card interest rate is tied to what they call the prime interest rate, which is what the Fed has. So when they move their interest rate up, your credit card interest rate generally goes up the same amount. Now, if you have a well-managed credit card and you pay your balance in full every month, that's not really an issue for you. But if you don't, if you're like the average American and you have a credit card balance, this is a time for you to develop a new strategy, because we are out of a low interest rate environment for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the average American has about $5,221 worth of credit card debt, but there are 14 million Americans that have credit card debt above $10,000. Now, the Fed interest rate creates an emergency financial situation for you if you carry a credit card balance, because that means your minimum monthly payment's going to be higher. And if you just have a $5,000 debt, that's an average of about $100 a month, a minimum payment can go up. And that can wreck a family's budget.
Yeah.
So let's look at some strategies of what we can do right now. Here's the things you have to do. As we've talked about in the past, when the seasons change, your behavior has to change.
Yes.
Interest rate season has changed. Here's what you need to do regarding credit card balances. Number one, if you can, if you're able, to the extent possible, pay off the balance. Number two, do a balance transfer to a low-interest credit card and pay that balance off.
Yes.
You can get some information on that on MoneySmartLife.org. Number three, stop charging stuff.
Yes.
Stop digging. If we want to get out of the hole, first step is to stop digging. Now, listen, I understand, Randy, that a lot of people have been forced to use their credit cards because of inflation. I mean, the price of food and fuel, just about everything. And your wages may have gone up, but they haven't gone up enough to keep pace with these other increased costs. So you've been filling that gap with credit cards. I understand that. But listen, you've got to stop. You're going to put your finances in a death spiral.
Yeah.
That will take you years to recover from. Finally, get extra income. Jobs are plentiful out here right now. Now, once again, you're not necessarily looking for a career, but you're looking for ways to generate right now income that you can apply to that debt reduction. So I want to encourage people to do that. Now, in line with that, Randy, now I don't have any credit card debt. And, you know, there's a saying, physician, heal thyself. So I've taken my own advice and I've gone out and gotten extra income by getting a job. I'm now a financial capability and homebuyer educator with Gesher Human Services, and we will soon be able to offer our listeners guilt and judgment-free one-to-one coaching under the umbrella of a HUD and Mr. Certified agency.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to reach everyone that wants to be reached one-on-one, virtually, in person, whatever they want to do. But we can help dig your way out of this problem and live a better life, because I know debt is extremely stressful.
It is. It is. And that's going to be a great help. And we can't wait to find out more about it. And you can find more about Mansa Musa's MoneySmartLife.org right there on the website, and the archives at randymiles.online. Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.